ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Tes Zayin. Meir and the Chacham argue in our Mishnah about the din of Pigol B'chatzi Matir. There are three cases where they argue in the Mishnah. The first case is where he was Mefagel only in the Klametz or only in the Levino. As Vashi explains, it means he was Mefagel in the Haktara of the Klametz or the Haktara of the Levino. According to the Shid of Rameir, it's Pigol because Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, and the Chacham hold there's no Pigol because a Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. The second case, when they argue, is the case of where he shechted one of the two Kivsei Atzeres with Machshavah to eat from the Shtei Alechem, Chutz Zmanoi. Here as well, they argue this is also Pigol Mechatzi Matir. And the third example, where he was Makter one of the Bezichin, one of the two Bezichin, with the Machshavah to eat from the Lechem Aponim, Chutz Zmanoi. It's also a Chatzi Matir. There as well, the Chacham and Rameir argue. Now we saw in the Fidar on Mabez, the Minatar the Chacham would hold, if you're Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, the carbon is kosher legamri, the Rabbanon however were geyser to pass all the carbon. Now the Gemara over here does not delve into explaining what exactly is the Yesedim Machlaikis between your Meir and the Chachamim. There is however Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, an important Gemara which explains the Yesedim Machlaikis between your Meir and the Chachamim. The Gemara over there brings a Shaila, Boy Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Kaimetz Mau Shiyatr Kenegdei Bishiraim. Mishra Shari or Klushe Miklish. Rashi of there explains, the Shaila is, if he was makter the Kremitz of the Mincha, he was not yet makter the Levoino. And before he was makter the Kremitz, he set aside half of the Mincha, half of the Shiraim, and he says, I want this half to become mutter Aydei Laktor of the Kremitz. The other half will become mutter Aydei Laktor of the Levoino. So do we say that after he's makter the Kremitz, this matter the first half of the Shiraim, that which he designated that should have a heter Aydei Laktor of the Kremitz. So the Gemara explains, the Shaila is, do you say Mishra Shari, that each one, the Kremitz and the Levoino, are matter half of the Shiraim, or do you say, Eklushe Miklish, each one weakens the Isser? In other words, it's not the pshat that each one is matter half of it. You need the Akhtar of both of them to be matter the whole Shiraim. After you matter one of them, it takes off partially the Isser. After you matter the second one, it takes it off entirely. That's the Gemara's two stodim. And the Gemara continues, Alibu Deman, who are you asking this Shaila, according to which man the Omar? E Alibu De Rameir, the Omar Mefagl Mechatzi Matir Mishra Shari. According to the Shit of Rameir, who holds Mefagl Mechatzi Matir, he Al Karcha holds like the Tzad of Mishra Shari. According to Rashi, the Gemara means to say that Einechanami the din will be that if you set aside half of the Shiraim and you're makter the Kaimitz, according to the Shita of Meir, that half of the Shiraim will become mutter. The Gemara continues, Eil divu derabanon, if you hold like derabanon, the Amri ein mefagel mechatzi matir, loy mishra shari v'loy miklish kolish. Rashi explains the Gemara means to say that badas rabanon, maybe it's neither one, maybe it's not mishra shari nor miklish kolish, meaning maybe the Isser of the Shiraim remains in full strength until you're makter both of them. The Gemara then continues on, and the Gemara explains that Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who asked the Shiloh, whether Mishra Shari or Klusha Miklish, he meant to ask according to the Tano Kam over there, Daf Kuf Yud, who says that if you're makter either the Kaimitz or the Levoina Bechutz, you're Chayiv Mishum Alo Aschutz. And from there you understood, obviously the Tano Kama must hold that it's either Mishra Shari or Klusha Miklish, at least one of the two, or else you would not have been Mechayiv Mishum Alo Aschutz. Now as the Shaila, according to that Tana, how does it work? Is it Mishra Shari or Klusha Miklish? But Rakhapanam, what's Negeir to Ersugi is, the Gemara of there is Mavur, that Badas Shemeir, who holds Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, he has to hold Mishra Shari. According to the Chacham, who hold any Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, they could either hold Klushe Miklish, the Kaimitz and the Levina, they both weaken the Isser, but neither one takes off the Isser totally from half of the Shiraim, or they could hold like neither one of these Stadim, rather the Isser is in its full strength until you're makter both the Kaimitz and the Levina. Now this is the sheet of Rashi over there in the Sugya. Rashi over there is Mavur, that Mishra Shari means literal, that the Lemais of the Shiraim will become Mutter Ba'achila, even if you only makter one of them, the Kaimitz or the Levina, as long as you designated beforehand which half the Kaimitz is intended to be matter. Tosis over there argues on Rashi, Tosis holds his note sad that with Akhtar of one without the other, Lemaisa there will be a heter on the Shiraim. Tosis holds it's not possible to be Mevarer exactly which half the Kaimitz is being matter and which half the Levina is being matter. Even if you try to designate half and say the Kaimitz should be matter that half, Lemaisa it's not going to become Mutter La'achila. Tosis explains that the Shail of Mishra Shari and Miklash Kolish has other nafkaminas La'alocha. Bakabam in theory, Tosis is also maskim, like the Gemara says, according to Rameir Mishra Shari, each one the Kaimitz and the Levina are being matter half of the Shiraim. Just Tosis holds it's not possible to know which half is being Huter Aydei the Kaimitz and which half Aydei the Levina. So that's the Sugya in Zvachim, which sheds light on the Machlokes over here between Rameir and the Chachamim in our Sugya. Now the Gemara we see, the Gemara brings the Tosefta, the Medvar Mamunim b'Kmitzo b'Matan Kliu b'Hiluch, Avabolig la'Aktar Nosan Sekemis b'Shtiko v'Salvina b'Machshova, or Sekemis b'Machshova v'Salvina b'Shtiko. Yet the Gemara brings the Machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim, and Rashi explains, over here in Dibur Maschel B'Kmitza, Rashi talks about this as well as we saw in Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. Divir Maschel Ublafukim Midar Meir, and Tesis as well on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Divir Maschel Kamash Malon. Rashi and Tesis both understand what the Gemara means to say is, as far as Kaimitz and Levina are concerned, the only time we consider it a Pigol Bechatzi Matter is if he's Mefagel Naktorah of the Kaimitz without the Levina, or the Levina without the Kaimitz. However, if it was one of the other Avodis, the Kmitza, the Matan Kli, the Hailocha, as far as those Avodis are concerned, there is only an Avodah in the Kaimitz. Therefore, if he was Mefagel in one of these three Avodis, that's considered a Machshava Bekulei Matter. It's only if he was Mefagel in the Haktara of the Kaimitz, that's what the Rabbanan say, that it's not Pigol, that's considered a Chatzi Matter. We mentioned in the past, and we'll talk about this more later, the Shita of the Ram is not like this. The Ram in Perek Tes Zayin, Hilchos Psulam Midoshim Alocha Zayin, is Mevur that in all four Avodis, if you're Mefagel only in the Kaimitz without the Levino, it's considered Pigol Bechatzi Matter. The Ram does not seem to fit with the Braisa which the Gemara brings over here. This Braisa of Bemedvar Ramun Bekmitza Ubmatan Kliu Behiloch. Now the last case of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah says as follows. Shachar Echer Min HaKvasim, Lechom Imenu Lemachar, Hu Pigol Bechaviri Kosher. Lechom Bechaviri Lemachar Shneim Kshirim. The Mishnah tells us that if he had Machshavis Pigol during the Shechita of one of the Kivsei Atzeres, to eat from that Kevis Lemachar, so that Kevis is Nisbagal, the other one however is still kosher. We don't look at the two of them as if they're one big carbon, and if part of it is Nisbagel, the other part should also be Nisbagel, and only the carbon that Yad Machshovin, that's Nisbagel, not the other one. The last case of the Mishnah, Lecha Mechaveri Lemachar Shneim Kshirim, that's a pshat is because he's being Mefagel from one matter to another matter. As Gemara explained in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in this case everyone is Maskim Ein Matter Mefagel Es HaMatir, even though there was Machaikis in the Mishnah, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph between the Chacham and Rabbi Yosi, in a case where he had Machshavas Pigol B'Shas the Kmitza to be Makter the Levina Lemachar, Rabbi Yosi holds that it's possible but there's no Chiyiv Karis, it's not Machshavas Pigol because he's being Mefagel from one matter to the other matter, and the Chacham over there hold that it is Pigol. The Gemara explains in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Dafka in that case that it's Ikvu B'Chad Mono, that's what the Rabbanon hold, we look at it as if it's one, and you can be Mefagel from the Kaimitz to the Levina. Mashenki in the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, let the Chacham Mar Maskim, that if he shechts one, Amunas to eat from the other one, M'chutz Tizmanoi, that's not Machshavas Pigol. Over there we say, Ein Matter Mefagel Es HaMatir. Now in this din, in the end of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says that if you shechted Echer Min HaKvasim Lechol Mimenu, if you shechted one to eat from itself, L'machar, over there the din is that it is Machshavas Pigol. It's important to clarify that even though the Chacham held that if you would shech one of the Kvasim with the Machshavah to eat from the Lechem Chutz Zmanoi, there would not be Machshavas Pigol because that's Pigol Bechatzi Matir, the two Kvasim together are a full Matir. And over here in the end of the Mishnah, the Chacham are maskim that if you shech just one of the Kvasim with Machshavas Pigol, the din is that it's Nisbagal. This point is made by the Shittu Mikobetzes and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Hashmotos. In Ois Vav, he asks as a Kash, he says, V'teimo, since we're considering each Keves a Chatzi Matir, how could the Mishnah say over here in the Seifa that if you shechted one of the kvasim lechom imenu lemachar, hu pigol vechaveri loy pigol, how could it be pigol if he was only mechashiv in a chatzi matir? So he says the teretz of this question is that when you shechted one of the kvasim with a machshava to eat from its own basar, chutzes manoi, that's not considered a pigol bechatzi matir. Because the avoidus of each keves are matter its own basar without the other keves. So as far as being mechashiv on its own basar, that's considered a full matir. Only when he's being mechashiv in the lechem, then we say that the two kvasim together are a full matter because you need both of them to be matter in the lechem. Now the Keren Ohr over here is still bothered by this. He says, since we know that the din is shnei kvasim ma'akfin zeh, this is the Mishnah later on, Daf Chav Zayin, if so, he says, you'd not be able to eat one without the other. There's no heter achila one until you finish being marker of the other one. If so, it should still be considered a chatzi matter, even if you're mechashiv, the shas l'avoid of one keves to eat from its own basar chutz zmanoi. If you're not mefagel in the second kevis as well, it should still be considered a chatzi matter. So the Kerner answers, he says, you have to say that even though they're ma'ak of each other, we don't consider it that they're being matter each other. Rather, the heter basar l'achilo, and heter aktar le'imurim, that's chal ayde avodas of each one individually. And he compares this to the Seir Yom Kippurim, they're also the dinners that they're ma'ak of zeh, you can't be ma'ak of the sar l'ashem unless you also have a sar l'azazel, and yet still the dinners, he says, it's poshut that if you have machshev espigel, during the avodas of the Sar Lashem, it's enough to be mefagel the carbon. We don't say that it's only a chatzi matter, since the Sar Lazozel is ma'akev in its hechsher. From here he proves that just because something is ma'akev in the hechsher, doesn't make it that it's a matter. Therefore, over here also, the shnei kvasim, each one is matter itself, even though the other one is ma'akev in its hechsher. Now it seems that the Keren Ohr understood that since the din is the shnei kivsei atzeres are ma'akev zeh, the din l'maisa will be that you cannot eat from one before you're ma'akev of the other one. Maisa, this is not mefurish over there. One could have understood. And the Sefer Minchas Avram, he quotes B'Shem the Brisker Rav, who had such a tzad, Even though the Mishnah does say that they're ma'akev each other, that means for the hechsher, for the avodah sayim, when the Torah says you have to be ma'akev shnei kvasim together with the shtei alechem, if you only have one of them, you don't bring the other one, they're ma'akev each other, but it doesn't say over there that you won't be able to eat from one before you zerik the dam of the other one. And the Shita Megvezes, which we quoted before on the Figil Amud Beis, is mashma that one does have heter without the other one. His lashon over there is kol echer ve'echer min hakvasim matres atzmei b'loy chaveroy. The lashon of the Shita Megvezes is mashma that there's a heter ba'achilo on one of them without being ma'akev of the second one. The Karnar seems to understand that when the Mishnah over there says that the two kvasim are ma'akev each other, including that is also that one will not have a heter achilo before you're ma'akev of the other one. But Hakapam still, the Karnar says, it doesn't make it considered as if they're both being matter each other. It's just that since we see from the Pesukim that they're ma'akev each other, therefore each one does not have a hechsher until the other one is also completed, but each one lemaisa is matter itself. And in Sfasemus he says like this as well, even though the Shnei Kvasim are ma'akev each other, still they're not considered to be matter each other, each one is matter itself. And once we establish that this is the din, that when Yoshech the Kvasim with Machshavav to eat from its own basar, it's not considered a chatzi matter, and Pigal Ischa on that keves. So now really the Taras HaKadosh has a suffix. He says, perhaps once the keves is nispagel already, then the lechem could be nispagel as well. So although the Mishnah says that if you're mechashiv on the lechem, then you would have to be mechashiv on both of the kvasim, otherwise it would be a machshav bechatzi matter, but if he was not mechashiv on the lechem, rather he was mechashiv on the basar of the keves itself, and that keves is nispagel, then really perhaps the lechem is nispagel as well. Since the lechem is considered tofel to the keves, as the Mishnah says in Tezvav Amarav, Kfosim mefagel mas alechem, halechem ein mefagel as hakfosim. Once the lechem is nitval, is a tofel to the keves, so perhaps even if only one of the kfosim were nispagel, that will also make the lechem into pigel as well. This is a suffix of the Taras HaKadosh. In other words, we can ask the same shayla with a different nusach, that which the Mishnah says in Tezvav Amarav, Hakfosim mefagel mas alechem. The Mishnah explains, Kesai, what does that mean? What's the case? Sheikhiris hakfosim lechem hen lemachar, heim vahalechem mefugalim. When you shech the kvasim to eat from their own basar, so that's mefagel the lechem as well. The shaila is, does the Mishnah mean bedafka in the case where you mefagel both of the kvasim, or even if only mefagel one of the kvasim, also the din is that the lechem is nispagel. Although the lashon of the Mishnah is shechiris hakvasim, the chare of the Mishnah is not a raya, kvasim can mean one of the kvasim as well. Now the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf mem dalid sif katan yud, he does say beferish that in the case where you mefagel in one of the kvasim to eat from its basar chutz zmanai, so that kevis is nispagel. He says over there that the lechem is not nisbagel, since ein mechash from mechatzi matter. Minchas Chinuch understands that even if the keves itself was nisbagel, not only the case where you mechashiv on the lechem, do you say that you have to be mechashiv in both kvasim in order for it to be pigel, even if during the avodas of one of the kvasim you mechashiv on its own basar, and therefore it is nisbagel, there also we see that as far as the lechem is concerned, the lechem is not nisbagel because ein mefagel mechatzi matter. Now what is the lumdus of these two stadim? The Taras HaKadosh seems to have understood that the question of mefagel mechatzi matter is dependent on the machshava, meaning machshava's pigel is if you have machshava during one of the avodes hamatirois and he's mechashiv on the nitar, or these avodes are coming to be matter, on that nitar he's mechashiv to eat a chutz zmanay or to be makter a chutz zmanay. So in the case where the avodah which he's doing right now b'shas the machshava is not a full matter on that nitar, then already he has to be mechashiv on the other half of the matter as well. This will be the klav im mefagel mechatzi matter, since he has to be mechashiv during the avodah hamateris was being matter that which he's being mechashiv on, therefore if it's only half of the matter of what he's being mechashiv on, that would not be a machshava spiegel. That's how the Taras HaKadosh would understand. But if already there is a machshava spiegel because he's mechashiv on something that it's a full matter on, then really the pigel could be chal even on something which needs another chatzi matter. Therefore in this case, if he's mechashiv during the shechita of the keves to eat the basar of the keves chutz zmanay, so the avodah shechita of this keves is the full matter of the achilas keves, therefore it's machshava spiegel. Once it's machshav espigel already, then it could also be chal on the lechem. The lechem will also be nispagel, even though as far as the lechem is concerned, you need that krov of another keves. Minchas Chinuch will understand that the klal of im mefagel mechatzi matter is not simply a klal about the machshava, that you have to have been mechashiv on something that the avodah you're doing is the full matter of it, but there's also a klal gabi the chaloy espigel. In order for pigel to be chal on something, the way pigel is chal on the different parts of the carbon, that now if you eat it, you'll be mechayev karis bishon pigel. It's chal ayde la avodas hamatiris. We mentioned in the past the yisaid of the Briskarov that the klav dovah sheish lematirin, you only chayim mishon pigel if you eat something which has a matir. It's not simply a tenai that has to be dumi dishlamim, rather it's the way pigel works. The way the chaleis pigel works is that the avodas hamatiris, which usually place a heter, either a heter for achilas adam or a heter for achilas mizbeach, those avodas which usually place a heter, if the avodas will be done kedin in a carbon which is kosher, And a carbon of pigul, those same avodes which are usually matter, here they place the chaleis pigul on any part of the carbon which they usually matter. The Minchas Chinuch apparently understood that in order for the chaleis pigul to be chal on any part of the carbon, it has to be that the full matter creates that chaleis. Meaning a nita which has two materium, like the lechem upon him, that has two materium, the two kvasim, all the way the chaleis pigul could be chal on the lechem is if it's coming mikach both of the kvasim. Since both of the kvasim are usually necessary to be matter the lechem, here they're both also necessary in order to place the chaleis pigul on the lechem. Therefore, in a case where you only mefagel one of the kvasim, so even though it is machshav a spigul, since he had machshav to be zarek the dam or to eat the buster of that keves, as far as that keves itself is concerned, it's a full matter. But in order for the chaleis pigul to be chal on the shtei lechem, it has to be coming mekayach both of the materium. Here it's only coming mekayach one of the kvasim. Now just one more point on this inyan, as we saw, the Mishnah is mevur, even though as far as the lechem is concerned, the two kvasim are chatzig matters, as far as the keves itself, if you machashiv during the shechita of the keves, I'm not to eat the buster of that keves, that is machshav a spigul, because as far as the keves itself, it is a full matter. The question would be, what about in the case where you had a machshav a spigul b'shas the kmitz of a koimitz, I'm not to be makter that koimitz l'machar. If you hold the sheet of Rashi in the sugya of Rashi and Tosfos, then the kmitz is anyways always a full matter, even if you be machashiv on the shirayim also be machshav a spigul, you're mefago on a full matter. If however you hold the sheet of the Rambam, Ram is mavur that the kmitz of the koimitz along with the likud levino, they're both half of a matir. Therefore, in a case where you're machashiv on the shiraim, it would not be machshav a spigul unless you're machashiv in both of them. What about, however, if you're machashiv during the kmitz of the koimitz to be makter the koimitz l'machar? Would you say similar to that which we said by the kvasim? Here as well, perhaps, as far as the shiraim are concerned, the kmitz and the levina together are the whole matir, so you cannot be mafag on one without the other. But as far as the koimitz itself is concerned, perhaps the kmitz of the koimitz is the full matir for the aktar of the koimitz. Therefore, even according to the Ram, this would be machshav a spigul. This shows only if you assume that it could be makter the koimitz even before the likur of the levina. We saw Rashi in Daf Yud Gimel Mabez is mavur that one could be makter the koimitz even before the likur of the levina. According to that, we would have a shaila that perhaps the likur of the levina is not considered a matter for the aktar of the koimitz. And the truth is, we mentioned there already that if according to the shita of the Rambam, that likur of the levina is also an avodah, it's parallel to the avodah of kmitza, then it would make sense to say that the Ram would argue in that Rashi, and the Ram would hold that you cannot be makter the koimitz before the likur of the levina. Just as we know the din is, that although one could be makter the levina before he's makter the koimitz, but still he cannot be makter the levina before he does the maisik mitzah, Taisus and Dafyu Darom Ralf and Dibur Maschal Valavina, he says this. And it will make sense that it works the other way around as well, according to the Rambam. If kmitza and lika levina are parallel, the same way you cannot be makter the levina before you do the kmitza, so too you cannot be makter the koimitz before you do the lika levina. If that's true, then we would not have a shiloh over here. Our whole shiloh was if you assume that you can be makter the koimitz before the lika levina. If so, the likur levina is not considered to be a matter for the aktaras koimitz, then we would have a good shaila. What is the din if bishas the kmitza of the koimitz, he was mechashiv to be makter the koimitz chutz lezmanoi? Is that considered a machshav and a full matter, since you don't need the likur levina bechlal in order to be makter the koimitz? Now the Rambam, which we mentioned previously in Perek Zayin Hilchos Psula Migdash Malacha Zayin, where the Rambam tells us that all four avodas in the koimitz have a parallel by the levina, therefore it's a chatzi matter if only mechashiv in one of them. The lashon of the Rambam over there is. Chishev machshavas zman b'shas kmitza avloi b'shas likud levino, or shechishev machshavas zman b'shas likud levino avloi b'shas kmitza. Hareze psul of enei pigul ad sheyichashev machshavas zman b'chol amater shehu akaimis im halevino. And the Ram paskins this din that a machshavas pigul in the kmitza, if he was not machashev in the levino as well, is not machshavas pigul since he was only machashev in a chatzi matir. The Ram does not differentiate what he was machashev on. And the Kipshut of the Ram will mean, even if he was Mechashev B'Shas the Kmitza, to be Makter the Kmitz Chutz Zmanay, that also would not be Machshev Espigol. And Chaznish makes a similar diuk in the Rambam. He's not discussing our topic, he's discussing a different point. But Rakapani makes this diuk, the Rambam's mashma that there can never be Machshev Espigol if he's only Mechashev in the Kmitza without the Levina. If so, what's negated to our discussion is that even if he was Mechashev in the Kmitza, Amunas to be Makter the Kmitz Lamachar, that also would not be Machshev Espigol, it would be considered a Chatzi Matter. And the pshat would be, either that the Rambam holds that you cannot be makter the koimitz before you did the likut levina, as we suggested before b'das Rambam. If however the Rambam would hold that you can be makter the koimitz before the likut levina, then the Rambam would be muchach. Now although we see in the Mishnah as far as kvasim are concerned, that there's a difference between whether you're mechashiv on the lechem, then each kevis is considered a chatzi matir. If you're mechashiv on the kevis itself, it's considered a full matir. The Rambam would hold that that's not comparable to our case, you're mechashiv b'shas the kmitza to do the aktar of the koimitz chutz lezmanoi. Perhaps the Ram held as far to be mechalik between the case of the kvasim, where each kevis is its own carbon. There the Mishnah is mevur that even though as far as the lechem is concerned, Each one is a chatzi matter. But as far as the machshava in the shechita to eat from its own basar, to be mefagel itself, the shechita is a full matter. That's because the mice, each keves is its own carbon. Ashenkin, the kaimitz and the levaino, they're all part of the same carbon mincha. Over there, the svar perhaps is different, even if you're mefagel b'shas the kmitza, to be makter the kaimitz itself lemachar, even then we won't consider the machshava in a full matter. One would have to be ma'ayim further in this svara, whether it's shaykh to say such a chilik. Now, discuss a bit further the shita of the Rambam, which we mentioned, Rambam Perek Tes Zayin, Hilchos Psulim, Mikdashim, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam paskens there, as far as all of the avodos are concerned, if you're only mechashiv in the kaimitz and then in the levino, it's pigul b'chati matir. And the Mishnah Melchov there, he's matmiya on the Rambam from Ersugya. Ersugya is before the dafka by the akhtar of the kaimitz is an issue of chati matir, not in the rest of the avodos. But Halacha Ligmar has a shayla over here in Amud Beis, and machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And he leaves off with the Kasha Reish Lakish from the Braisa of Bemed Varmun, Bekmitza, Matan Kliyu, Behiloch. That Braisa Lachar is a rally like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore the Mishnah Melch says, surely the Halacha we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that even Halacha also is considered a full matter, the Halacha of the Kaimetz, you don't need the Halacha of the Levino. So why is the Rambam paskin that all four of the Avodis is an issue of Chatzi matter? Many Archaim discussed this Rambam at length. We mentioned previously that the Karen Eiro and the Chayk Nosson as well, they learned B'dasa Rambam, Echnavi does not paskin like Ersugyo, rather he paskins like the Braisa in Seder Daf Yudaud on Mabes. The Braisa of there which goes through the Seder Havas Mincha, the Braisa is mavur that there is an Avoida of Likud Levino in Matan Kli and Halacha, therefore the Rambam paskins like that Braisa, the Rambam Hochas Meisa Karbonis, Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam of there goes through the Seder of Havas Mincha, and there also is mavur al-derech the Braisa and Seder, that Likud Levino and Matan Kli of Levino, their Avoides, and therefore the Rambam paskins not like Ersugyo, and that all of the avodos of the kaimitz, there's an issue of chati matir. There are other mahalchim and archoinim which are proposed by the Rambam. In the Sefer Birchas HaZevach, he brings that he was bothered by this kasha on the Rambam, and he asked his Rebbe, Muryiv Rabbi Rav Heschel, and he explained to him that the Rambam learned Agamara the opposite of the way Rashi and Taisus learn. Rashi and Taisus learn, Bamed v'ramurim of the Braisa, that means to say that by kmitza, by matan klin, by hiluch, everyone is maskim, that there's no issue of mefagel and b'chati matir. You could be mefagel only in the kaimitz without the levina. And he says the Rambam learned the opposite. The Rambam held by kmitza, b'matan kliyim, b'hilach, everyone is maskim. They have to be mechashiv in both. Even according to the Rabbanon, if you only mechashiv in the kaimitz and not in the levina, it would be a problem of chatzi matter. And he explains over there because the Rambam understood the way that avodas kmitza is done is first he's melakat the levina, then afterwards he does the kmitza, then he puts them both together in a kli, and only eventually when he comes to be makter them, that's when they're separated and he does a separate akhtar on the kaimitz and the levina. And he explains that according to this, the first three avodas, everyone is maskim that it's one matter, you have to be mechashiv on both of them. He says the lika levina is letzorech kmitza, and therefore it's considered one avoda, and the matan kli and the hilach also, since they're done together in the same kli, it's also one avoda, therefore even Rameir is maskim that those three avodas, you have to be mechashiv on both of them. Only when it comes to the akhtar, there you separate them, and you do two separate maisa akhtaras, that's where Rameir holds that it's enough to be mefagal on one of them. So this is mamash the opposite as Rashi and Tosfos. According to the sheet of the Rambam, the way he understood the braisa, the first three avodas, everyone is maskim. You have to be mechashiv both on the kaimitz and on the levina. However, the Birchas HaZevach then asks a kasha on this mahalach from the Gemara over here on Amud Beis. When the Gemara brings the machaikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha kikmitza, Reish Lakish says Halacha kaktara, that Gemara would seem difficult to understand if you don't know derech the Rambam, the way your Pesha wants to suggest. Additionally, the Kerner asks on this mahalach, he says the Rambam himself and Meiser Karbonis, Perak Yad Gim Halacha Yad Beis, does not say that you do the Likud Levina before the Kmitza. Rather, first you do the Kmitza, then you do the Likud Levina, and additionally the Rambam's Mavur, that you put the Levina together with the Kmitz, but then afterwards you do the Halacha and the Akhtara together, both of them. The Rambam does not say that the Halacha is together, but then the Akhtara is separate, the way Pesha wants to explain. So the Maisa this Pshat would seem difficult. There's another Mahalach which is brought in the Sefer Mincha Savram, B'Shem Reb Chaim, and that is that the Rambam who paskined that the first three Avodas of the Mincha as well, also, if one is Mechashiv only in the Kmitz, it's a Chatzi Matir. That's dependent on the machaikas between the Rabbanan and the Biasi in the sig of Matir Mefagalus HaMatir. The sheet of the Chacham in the beginning of the parak, that if you have Machshav Espigal B'Shas the Kmitzo, Amunas to be Makter the Levina Lamachar, that is Machshav Espigal, the Gemara explains that after Yud Gimel Medbeiz, since the Kaimitz and the Levina were Ikfu B'Chad Mono, according to that sheet of the Chacham, the Kaimitz and the Levina are like one, and if you're Machashav only in the Kaimitz and not in the Levina, it's Chatzi Matir. According to the sheet of Biasi, however, holds that he cannot be Mefagal from the Kaimitz to the Levina. He doesn't hold that Ide Ikva Bechadman and makes it like one. According to Rabbi Yisi, we do not consider the Kaimitz and the Levina each one a Chatzi matter. You look at the Levina as a separate entity, and only when it comes to the Akhtara, where you need the Akhtara of the Levina in order to be matter the Shiraim, that's why we say that the Akhtara of the Kaimitz and the Akhtara of the Levina together are their full matter, each one's a Chatzi matter. According to this, you can answer the Kasha on the Rambam from Ersugya. The Rambam could say the Ersugya, the Brais over here, which is Mavur, that it's not a problem of Chatzi matter if we're Mechashiv in the first three Avodos. That's going according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and the Rambam passing is like the Sheet of the Rabbanon. We're going to take a look further in the Minchas Avram, on the Afyabez of Mabez, where he brings this Reb Chaim. He himself has two sodom, what exactly Reb Chaim meant. Now, in the Sheet of the Rambam, there's an interesting Kasha from the Chazon Ish. This is in Kamal, Simon Chov Zayin, Sifkot, and Aleph. He asks on the Rambam from the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The first Mishnah begins, Kol HaMenochis Shenikmatu Shaloi Lishmon K'sheirois Elishloi Olu L'Bayin L'Mashem Choyva. And he asks on the Rambam, according to the Rambam, L'chir, if you're only Mechashev and Machshev Shaloi Lishmo in the Kemitza, and you're not Mechashev in the Likot Levino, why should it be that the Mincha is Le'olu L'Bayin L'Mashem Choyva? And what the Chaznish means to ask is, the Mishnah, the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says that by Minchas Choyta, Minchas Kanois, if you do a Kemitza Shaloi Lishmo apostles, over there we understand, because over there is no Levain about these types of Menachis. So even though the Mishnah continues and it says that a Minchas Choyt or Minchas Kanois, Shekomsan Shalei Lishma, or Nasan Bekli, or Hoylich, or Hikter Shalei Lishma, all these cases of Minchas Pasol, the Akhtar everyone agrees is only a Chatzi Matir. So this Kash is not difficult, because here we're talking about a Minchas Choyt and Minchas Kanois, where there is no Levain, there's no issue of Chatzi Matir. However, in the ratio of the Mishnah, where we're talking about other types of Menachis, over there, the Mishnah tells us that even though it's kosher, but it's le'olu l'bayilu m'shem choyva, then the Chaznish asks on the Rambam, l'chor it's only a chatzi matir. The ratio of the Mishnah doesn't say anything about Haktara. If the ratio would say Haktara, that it's le'olu l'shem choyva, that would be a kasha not only on the Rambam, that would be a kasha on everyone. Because the Haktara is, everyone agrees, is a chatzi matir. The ratio does not mention Haktara, it only mentions Kmitza. So if you hold not like the Rambam, so the Kmitza is not an issue of chatzi matir, so then there is no kasha. But according to the sheet of the Rambam, that even the Kmitza is an issue of chatzi matir. So if you're claiming Shalei Lishma, but the Lika Levina you did not do Shalei Lishma, why should it make it that the Minchas Le'olu L'Shem Choyva? This is the Kasha of the Chazon Ish, and the Sefer Minchas of Ramin Tzvachim, he adds, that some of the Chazon Ish felt that it was a doichik to say that the Din of the Mishnah is only a Din Darabonon. We do find when there's Pigo B'chatzi Matir, according to the Chachamim, there's a Din Darabonon to passel it, but apparently the Chazon Ish did not want to learn that the first Mishnah over there is only a Psol Darabonon. Now additionally, we could take out from the Chazon Ish that he understood the Machaikas are Meir and the Chachamim about Pigo B'chatzi Matir would also apply by Machshava of Shalei Lishma. That also will be telling the same Machaikas, if you had a Machshava of Shalei Lishma in a Chatzi Matir, will that pass all the carbon, or by Shah Menachas will make a Din Shalei Olu L'Shem Chayva? However, not all Achayim agree to this. The Ar Sameach, in Hilchas Psula Magdoshim, Perek Tezayin Allah Chazayin, he writes over there that the Machaikas are Meir and the Chachamim about Pigo B'chatzi Matir is only Ligabi Pigo, not Ligabi Machshava of Shalei Lishma. He explains because the pasuk by Pigol says, "Im he'ochel ye'ochel." Pigol is dependent on avidus being done, which create a heter achila, whether it's achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. Therefore, if the machshava is only in a chatzi matter, that's why there's a machaikus between a meir and a chachamim. Mashenkin machshava shalei lishma, that's not dependent on a matter. It's a din if one of the avidus of the carbon were done shalei lishma, it passels or makes it le'olu l'shem chayva. A machshava shalei lishma has nothing to do with thinking about the heter basa, which is going to be chal, or the heter akhtara seimun, which is going to be chal. Therefore, it would make no difference if the machshava was in a chatzi matter, as long as what he's doing was in avida, it would pass all the carbon, or make it le'olu l'baylum l'shem chayva. Now, take a look at the Gemara over here. The Gemara brings machaikas between Rav and Shmuel in the sheet of the Chachamim. Rav said that the Chacham would be maskum to our mayor, even though the Chacham hold ein mefaglum mechatzi matter. However, in a case where he was nosen as a kaimetz b'machshava, and then afterward he was nosen as a levayna b'shtika, then it is Pigol, because we say, Kala Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa. Shmuel argues, and he says, Adayin Himachlaikas, even in this case, the Chacham would hold that it's not Pigol. Now, firstly, we should mention that the entire Sugyan Tzvachim, which is Mavur Mamash, the opposite of that which the Gemara over here understands, in Tzvachim Daf Mamal from Arbeis, the Gemara of their brings B'Shem Rishlokish, Rishlokish says that the Pshan Rameir in our Mishnah is not because Rameir holds Mefagl Mechatzi Matir, rather the Svar Rameir Gufa is because he holds Kala Oysa Adas Rishayna Hu Oysa. According to Reish Lakish, this is good for the Machaikas of Meir and the Chachamim. The Chacham hold, we don't say Aloysa, Das Rishayna Oysa, and Meir says that we do, but even Meir is masking that without this, of Aloysa, Das Rishayna Oysa, we will not say Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. Asrig is Mavur B'das Rameir, that is Pasha, you don't have to come on to call Aloysa, Das Rishayna Oysa. And Meir holds Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. The Machaikas is B'das Chacham, are they masking to Meir in a case where the first of Aydu is Mechashivin and the second one is Shaisikin? Some of the same braces which Ersuga brings to prove the sheet of the Chachamim, the Suga of there brings to prove what's the sheet of Rameir. Rakapan misses a machikas asugis. Ravin Shmuel and Ersiga hold not like Rav Shlakish. Ravin Shmuel and Ersiga hold that Bedaster Meir, his far as Mefagam Machatzi Matter, Rav Shlakish holds the dinner of a Meir is Kaloisa Odasu Shaino Waisa. Now, in this union of Kaloisa Odasu Shaino Waisa, the Sasem of Sov here discusses how exactly does this work. And he's bothered Lachar, why don't we just ask him what his Kavana was? Lachar, he would be Neman to say whether he was Mefagal or not. So what is the question, whether Ha'isa Odasu Shaino Waisa, or we don't say Ha'isa Odasu Shaino Waisa? Lachar, we could simply ask him and he would have Nemanis. Now he says, perhaps he'll say that the need of Kaloisa Odasu Shaino Waisa doesn't actually mean that he really was thinking at the time of the second Avodah that he wants to be Mefagal the carbon. And even without actively thinking, it's a din that if he did the first Avodah with Machshava Spiegel, and the second Avodah he didn't say otherwise, he did it Stam, so the first Avodah, the Machshava in the first Avodah is Kaveya, and the second Avodah also is considered to have been done with Machshava Spiegel. Perhaps that's how you understand this klal, the Sfasemer suggests. This would be similar to the din of Stam or Lishma, the din is if one shechs a carbon, or does one of the Avodahs of a carbon with the Machshava Stam, it's considered that it was done Lishma. Stam Lishma does not mean that we could assume that he really did have a Machshava to do the Avodah Lishma, rather what it means is that it's a din, that when Avodah is done Stam, it's considered to have been done L'shem that carbon. Perhaps here as well, once he did one Avodah with Machshava Spiegel, and the next Avodah he did it Stam, we would say Stam L'shem Pigel, even if he wasn't actually thinking anything, we consider that his Avodah was done L'shem Pigel. The Sasema says this is a Chiddush, it's not Mestaber to say this. And furthermore, he asks from the case of the Gemara later on, we had a Machshava in the first Avodah of Machshava Spiegel, and in the second Avodah he was Chosak, and in the third Avodah again he had Machshava Spiegel. The Gemara there says, Isak Adaitach Kala Isa Adasu Shainu Oise, Meheder Piguli Beshtishis Lamali. The third Avodah which had Machshava Spiegel, that's Megal, the second one was not with Machshava Spiegel. And the Sasema asks, if there's a din, that once one Avodah was done with Machshava Spiegel, and a second Avodah, regardless of what he was thinking, unless he says Beferish otherwise, but if it was done Stam, it's considered to have been done with Machshava Spiegel, then how would it help if in the third Avodah he had Machshava Spiegel? How can that help to be Megal in the second Avodah that it was not Machshava Spiegel? If the din is that the second Avodah is considered to have been done with Machshava Spiegel, even if he wasn't actually thinking anything, then how would it help for the third Avodah to be Megal in the second Avodah? And the Sfasemis leaves off its Orchian. Now the Brisk Rav over here, he does learn Alderach this side of the Sfasemis. The Pshat Adasu Shainu Oise is not an umdenor, it's not the Pshat that we assume that his Machshava really was to be Mefagal in the second Avodah, rather it's a din. The din is that if the first Avodah was done with Machshava Spiegel, then the second Avodah also, even if he didn't have any Machshava at all, it's also considered to have been done with Machshava Spiegel. Therefore the Brisk Rav says, even if he'll tell us Beferish that I did not have Machshava Spiegel, it wouldn't make a difference, still we consider that the Avodah was done with Machshava Spiegel. Now based on this understanding, the Brisk Rav makes an important har over here. He says, the Machoikis Rav Shmuel over here is talking about the first case of the Mishnah, where he's Mefagal in the Kaimitz and not the Levina, or the Levina not in the Kaimitz. Kepshuta, the case of the Mishnah is, as Rashi explains, he's Mefagal on the Shirayim. There we can understand, the Brisk Rav says, if Hishas, the Akhtar of the Kaimitz, he had a Machshava to eat the Shirayim Chutzazmanai, and Mishas, the Akhtar of the Levina, didn't have any Machshava, we could say, Kaloisa, the Asu Shaino, Waisa, and we consider it as if there was a Machshava on the Shirayim also, Bishas, the Akhtar of the Levina. If, whoever the case would be, that Bishas the Kemitza, he had a Machshava to be Mak to the Kemitz Chutzes Manoi, then afterwards Bishas the Likud Levaini didn't have a Machshava, so he says, there, Lachar, we would not be able to say, Kol Oysa Odas Rishayno Oysa, to make it into a Machshava Spiegel in the whole matter, according to the Chachamim, because even if we do consider it that the Likud Levaini was done with the same Machshava as the Kemitza, what was the Machshava in the Kemitza? To be Mak to the Kemitz Chutzes Manoi. If that same Machshava was also in the Likud Levaini, to be makter the kaimitz chutzes manai, that's not a machshava spiegel, because that's a machshava from one matter to another matter, as we saw in the first Mishnah in the Perek. In the Likud Levaina, his machshava spiegel would have to be makter the Levaina chutzes manai, and the for that we can't say adas rishayna waisa, we can't say that just because b'shas the kmitza he had a machshava to be makter the kaimitz chutzes manai, then also when he did the Likud Levaina he had a machshava to be makter the Levaina chutzes manai, that's really a different machshava. Again, Mishnah if he was machashav on the shirayim, so it's the same machshava on the Kmitza and on the Levina, for that it would help Adas Rishayna Waisa. But if he was Mefagal, to be Makhtu the Kemitz Chutzes Manai, that identical Machshava B'Shas Likud Levina would not be Machshava Spiegel, because it's from one matter to another matter. The Mashmois of the Brisk Rav is that this is really Tali in his Tut Stadim. If you would have learned Kol Oysa Adas Rishayna Waisa, like the Tzad, that it's an Umdina, once he had Machshava Spiegel in the first Avodah, we understand that B'Stam he also had Machshava Spiegel in the second Avodah, then perhaps he could understand that if when he was being Isaac in the Kemitza of the Kemitz, his Machshava was to be Makhtu the Kemitz Chutzes Manai, then afterwards when he's Isaac in the Levina, and he does the legal Levina Stama, then perhaps there is a svar to say that there's an umdino, b'stama he was mechashiv to do the haktaris levoy nechutz zmanay. That's only if you understand that it's haderech umdino, if whoever it's a din, that whatever machshav he had in the first avodah, we consider as if that machshav also was in the second avodah, then it would have to be the identical machshava. The klal kol oisal dasu shayin away, so we would not be able to give him a different machshava in the next avodah. So this lechoy would be a nafkamina, how to understand the klal kol oisal dasu shayin away. Obviously this nafkamina is only the gay according to the sheet of the Rambam, that the kmitza also is a chatzin matter, you have to be machashiv in the kmitza, along with the likud levoyna, if you hold a derech rashi and taisvis, obviously this shayla is not in the gay. Now another shayla, which lechoy would also be telling these two tzadim how to understand the klal of kol oisal dasu shayin away, this is Gabi, that which the Achrenim ask over here, the Sfasemis talks about this, and others. The Chayyim, if you hold like the sheet of Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi in Daf Beis and Beis, it says, all Machshavis of Kachim require a Dibur, it's not enough a Machshava alone. If so, the Sfasemis asks, how could it be over here in Er Sugya if he did one Avodah with Machshava Spiegel, meaning he had a Dibur? In the second Avodah, he didn't have any Machshava at all, he didn't have any Dibur, it was Bestoma. Even if you hold Kol Eisal Dasu Yishayna, he said, Lemaisa, there was no Dibur, and since Spiegel requires a Dibur according to the sheet of Rashi, how could Oisal Dasu Shayna Oisa help to be Mefagel if he didn't speak it out b'peh? The Sasema says, you have to say that since in the first Avodah there was a Dibur b'peh, and the second Avodah was done, I'll das the first Avodah, that's very enough for Machshav Spiegel, he doesn't have to speak it out again b'peh. And obviously this whole Kashula Sasema is only if you don't like the Tzad, that the Pshan Kol Oisal Dasu Shayna Oisa is like an Umdino, that we assume he had a Machshav the second Avodah as well, and therefore his Kashula was that a Machshav is not enough, he didn't speak it out b'peh. If, however, you learn al derech the Briskerov, the klal of kol oisal dasu shayinu oisa is not the pshat that we assume that he had a machshava. Rather, once he did the first avodah with machshava spiegel, the second avodah also is considered to have been done with machshava spiegel. Then it's very simple to answer this kashu of the Sfasemis. The kashu was that according to Rashi, a machshava should not be enough. You need a dibur. According to the Brisker Rav, you don't have a machshava either, and you don't need a machshava. The fact that he had a machshava in the first avodah, that's already enough to say that the second avodah also was done with machshava spiegel. Now, another difference in this shaila, which the Brisker Rav talks about, is whether this din of kol oisal dasu shayna oisa would work even from one carbon to another carbon. The Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is in the case of one carbon, where he's mefagel in the kaimis and then in the levino. Over there, according to Rav, chacham are maskim that kol oisal dasu shayna oisa. What about the case in the Mishnah of shachar echem min akvasim lechol beis chalais lemachar? There also the chacham and Rameir argue, according to the sheet of chacham, you have to be mefagel in both of the kvasim. If you shechted the first keves with machshav espigol, and the second one you did not, what do we say, kol oisal dasu shayinu oisa? So the Brisker Rav says, if you would learn that the svar of kol oisal dasu shayinu oisa would be al derech an umdina, then we can hear it said that even from one carbon to another carbon, even from the first keves to the second keves, perhaps Rav would say there as well, if in the first one you shechted with machshav espigol, and the second keves you shechted stam, maybe there also kol oisal dasu shayinu oisa, and we could assume that it was also done with the machshav espigol. If, however, it's a din, it's not an umdina, then the Brisker Rav says, surely from one carbon to another carbon, there is no such din, just because he had machshava spiegel in the first carbon, that would not be koveya that the avodas of the second carbon also have in the machshava spiegel. However, the Brisker Rav asks a kash on this from the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara over here brings a raisa that the machlekes are made in the chachamim, about whether you can be mefagel b'chatzim matir, is negi also by chatoyes apnimiyos. According to Rameir, if you mefagel b'im b'rishayna, b'im b'shniya, b'im b'shlishis, even though it's only a chatzim matir, still it is spiegel. According to the Chacham, in by Koris Hachi Fagel B'chol HaMatir, he has to be Mefagel in all of the Matanais. And the Gemara asks from here on Rav, for now which Rameir says that even if you're Mefagel B'Rishayna, the Mashmai says that the Chacham argue in that case as well, the Chacham in that case, B'das the Chacham, we should say, Kol Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa, if the first set of Matanais were done with Machshav Espigol, that should be Kaveh that the rest were also. This is Gemara's Kash on Rav. And the Brisker Rav asks, we see from the Gemara on Mebeiz, the Gemara's Mevur, that which Rameir says, Pigol Bein B'Rishayna Bein B'Shniya Bein B'Shlishis, really there's a problem over here. Once he had a machshav espigol on the matonis shebifnim, ki madi behecho mai ba'amu dekomadi, the matonis on the pareches for matonis psulois, therefore you don't have a keem of the din of korvu kol matirov, therefore how is it hukfu bepigol according to our mayor? And the answer is mishkachas lo, barbo aparm barbos irim. If so, the Brisker Rav asks, if the pshan the breisa according to our mayor, when he's mefagol b'rishayna, that which it's hukfu bepigol is only for being other kabanis later, with the same carbon anyways, it wouldn't be a keem of korvu kol matirov. If so, how could the Gemara number Alf ask a kasha from here on Rav? That according to Rav, if you say kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa, the Chacham should be masking to her mayor in the case where he's mefagel b'rishayna. And the Chayr the Briskov asks, since anyways the case is talking about that it's not the same power, it's from one carbon to a different carbon, and the Chayr there you don't say kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa. The way the Briskov understands that it's not an umdina, rather it's a din, as we explained, if it's a din, it's not shaykh to work from one carbon to a different carbon, If so, what was the Gemara's kasha on Amrelf on Rav that the Chacham should say Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Oisa? And he adds further, even according to the Teretz of Rava on Amud Beis, Rava says a filu tame a par echad v'sar echad l'fkuli miratzi. Rava also is considered a kiyum of kovur kol matirov, even if it's not separate karbonos. But Akapan the Briskov says even Rava's maskim that we could explain the Brisa is talking about separate karbonos. If so, what was the Gemara's kasha on Rav that the Chacham should be maskim to a mayor? Let the Gemara answer. The reason why the Chacham are now maskim is because the case is talking about that it was Nishbach after the first set of matanos. Afterwards, he brought another par v'sayer. In that case, the Chacham would hold, you don't say Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa. As the Briskov explained, from one carbon to a different carbon, you would not have that Svara. This is the kasha of the Briskov, he leaves off with Tzarech Iyin, but Akupam, this is another nafkamino in how to understand the klal of Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa. If it would work al derech and umdino, then you can understand that it would work from one keves to another keves. Or for the par yom kippurim as well, since they're all coming for the same chives ayim, all the parm are being brought for the same chiv, there you can understand that if you had machshev espigel in the first par, it would be an umdin that the second par also was brought with machshev espigel. If, however, it's a din, then the Briskov says the chayit would not work from one carbon to a different carbon. Now, continue on to another point in the braisa which the Gemara brings, in the case of par yom kippurim, it says, according to our mayor, pigel bein b'rishayna bein b'shniya bein b'shlishis, it is machshev espigel. He explains, even according to Rameir, that mefagel mechatzi matir, still the mashmois over here is that he has to be mefagel in a full set. If he's only mefagel in one of the matanois, not all of the sheva azois bein abadim, only one of the seven, or in the pareches as well, if he's only mefagel in one matana, even Rameir would hold that it's not machshev espigel. He has to be mefagel in a full set. According to the Chachamim, even that's not enough. He has to be mefagel in all of the matanois necessary for the kapara. But according to our mayor, Taisus says, if you only mefagel in one matana, Taisus compares that to a case, if you mefagel in the haktar of a chatzi koimetz, and he proves from the Goran's Vachem Daf Lamid, that you have to mefagel in the entire koimetz, even according to our mayor, you don't have to mefagel in the koimetz and the levoino, but you have to at least be mefagel in the full koimetz. Taisus brings another right to this from the Goran Amud Beis, and the Goran asks on the sheet of our mayor, Kivin the Choshebe Befinim Poslei, Kimad Behechel Mai Ba'am Hu Dekomadi, the Gemara is mevud, the Gemara is only asking for the matanis of the Hechel. Meaning once the carbon ray became possible with the matanis shebifnim, afterwards you mazin the heichal, may ba'am hudu komadi. Why did the Gemara ask even more than that, after you do one matana bifnim, even the rest of the matanis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim also, we should say may ba'am hudu komadi. The mashmaus of the Gemara is that it's not a machshev espigel even according to our mayor, unless he was mefagel on the entire set of the matanis shebifnim. Therefore the Gemara only asks on the matanis shebeheichal, after the carbon ray became possible with the matanis shebifnim that were done bepigel, when he's mazin the heichal, may ba'am hudu komadi. And the Pshadu says, he says, just like if you're makter chatzi koimetz, Ramir is masking that it's not machshev espigel, because chatzi koimetz is not even called chatzi matir, it's not considered a matir at all, so too if you're mefagel in one matana, not a full set of hazois, it's also not even called a chatzi matir. This takes us to fit well with the Gemara in Zvachim which we saw, which explains with Aser Meir, the reason why Ramir holds mefagel mechatzi matir is because Mishra Shori, chatzi matir does accomplish part of a heter, this is will be the Svar of Taisis. A chatzi koimetz, or one matana out of the whole set of hazois, it's not considered a chatzi matir because it doesn't create any heter bechlal. Now, in this taisus, there's this very strong kasha which was asked by the Karen Oyer in Zvachim. And that is, according to the sheet of Rav over here, Rav says b'das hacham that they're maskim to a mayor because kol oisal das yishayin noisa. If so, in the case where he had machshev espigel in the first matana, not all of the matanis lufnei lufim, rather only the first one, but still, once he does the rest of them, he did the rest of them stoma, we should say kol oisal das yishayin noisa, and even the chacham should be maskim that it's machshev espigel. Once you hold the sword of Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa, it shouldn't make a difference if it was a full set of Azais which he had Machshev Espigel, or even one single Matana that had Machshev Espigel. Once the first Advaita he did with Machshev Espigel and the rest of them he did Stomo, we should say Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa. Now the Karen Oyer asked this Kasha on the Sig over there in Zvachim. As we mentioned before, the Gemara in Zvachim brings that Reish Lakish understands B'das Rameir. The reason of Rameir in the Mishnah is not because he holds Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, rather Rameir Gufa is because of the Svar of Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa. And Taisus over there says, B'das Shemeir, that the same way he says over here, that you have to be mefagel at least one full set of Azois. And over there the Kasha is very strong. If the Pshan and Rameir is because Kol Oisal Das Yishayin Noisa, not because mefagel and mechatzi matir, if so, why would it have to be that he has to be mefagel in a full set? Even if he's only mefagel in one single matana, we should say that the rest of the matanis were all done al das, the first matana which had machshev espigel. This is a very strong Kasha on the Sigyo, which the Kenner asks. In the Sefer Minchas Avraham over here, he says the Mahalach, we'll mention it very briefly. He says there's a fundamental difference between a case where there was a machshev espigel and a chatzi matir, and according to the sheet of the Chacham, that's not enough to be mefagel the carbon, you have to be mefagel in the full matir. Here Rav says that Kol Oisal Dasu Yishayna, we say if he was Mefagal and Chatzi Matir, another Chatzi Matir he did Stoma, we say Kol Oisal Dasu Yishayna, we say it's enough to be Mefagal. This is the sheet of Rav in the Sugya according to the Chachamim, and according to Rish Lakish in Dvachim, this is the sheet of Rav Meir, that you cannot be Mefagal but Chatzi Matir, but once he did have Machshava Spiegel in the half of Matir, and I did the Klav Kol Oisal Dasu Yishayna, we say the second half is considered to have Machshava Spiegel as well. Of there, the Menchaz Ram explains, a Machshava Spiegel in a half of Matir is a Machshava Spiegel. Meaning, it is a valid machshava. It's not the pshat that it's irrelevant. Just, it's not enough to be mefagel the carbon. You have to be mefagel in the second half as well. Over there, we say the klal that once he was mefagel b'chatzi matir, and kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa makes it that he was mefagel in the second half as well, that's considered a pigel in a full matir. Mashenkin, in the case where you're mefagel in one matana, or in a chatzi kremitz, Tosfos says that these cases are not even called a chatzi matir, that machshava is not nitvas b'chlal. The machshava is irrelevant, and we don't consider it as if that avodah was done with machshava's pigel. If so, there's nothing to start with. You can't say kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa. That would only work in a case where you already had machshava spiegel, and part of the avodah was done with the machshava spiegel. Just you don't have enough of avodah because it's only a chatzi matir. I did the klal of kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa. That could spread to the second half and make it that the second half also was done with machshava spiegel. But if the machshava was never valid in the first place, it's not considered that the avodah was done with machshava spiegel, and that we can't say the klal of kol oisal dasu yishayna oisa. One can take a look in the Minchas Avraham over here. He explains this further. It does seem to be a kasha on the Minchas Avraham from the Gemara Amud Beis, the case of Hiktir Sumsum and Manas Lechol Sumsum, that Gemara would seem to be problematic according to this Yisayit of the Minchas Avraham. Now we'll continue on to the Gemara Amud Beis, the Inyan of Maya Ba'am Hu Dekomadi. This is a difficult sugya. The same sugya appears in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. I'll mention a few points on this Inyan. The Gemara here asks a kasha that according to a mayor that Mefaglim Mechatzi Matir, so the Reis on Amanaf is Mavur, that by the matonis of Pariyah Mekipurim, even if the Kohen Gadol is mefagel on only one of the sets of the Hazois, either on the matonis of Fnayel Lufnim, or on the Pariches, or on the Mizbeach Hazov, that's enough to be mefagel the carbon. And the Gemara asks, if you're mefagel in the Hazois of Fnayel Lufnim, then already when the Kohen Gadol gets to the matonis on the Pariches, the carbon is posel already, so those Hazois are being done on a carbon posel, it's Kemaya Ba'alma. If so, how could it be hooked for Bepigel in the end, when you finish all of the matonis? The clause of the carbon is only hooked for Bepigol after Korvu Komatirov, and Korvu Komatirov requires all the matanis to be completed. So even if it becomes Pigol with the first set of Azois, you cannot reach the point of Korvu Komatirov because those matanis are being done on a carbon which is ready posel. And what the Gemara means to ask is the Mishnah, according to the sheet of the Rabbanon hold, you have to be mefagel on all of the matanis because if not, it's a problem of imefagel mechatzi matir. So the shame Pigol is only chal when he finishes all of the matanis. But according to Meir, that it's already pigul after he finished the first set of azois. If so, when he gets to the second set of azois, the carbon is already posel. How is it a kim of korvu kol matirov? So Rashi over here asks a kasha, and Dibur Maschol v'hai kivan dechishev. He asks, "V'i kosha, we'll go with the gifts of the Tzayin Kodshim." Rashi asks, "By shchita and kabbalah also, why don't we say the same problem? If he's mefagel the carbon in one of those avodos, then when it comes to the avodos zriko, may ba'amu dekomadi, at that point already the carbon is posel. How could you have a kima of korvu kol matirov?" This is the kasha of Rashi. He asks his kasha in Zvachim as well. And here Rashi says, "Lav perchahi, the hosam oisa avoida shepigalba nasa kula begdushasa. Avahanach azois chad avoidahi." If he was mechashiv in the shechita or the kabbalah, at the time that avoida which he was mechashiv in was done, it was still kosher, it was begdushasa. Mashenkin over here, even the avoida that he was mefagalin, that avoida was not completed in its entirety while the carbon was still kosher. Now this Rashi is a chiddush because we know that there's a concept of korvu kol matirov even in the other avodis, not only in the avodah that he was mechashev in. This we see in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis. If he had machshava spiegel in one avodah, and in one of the other avodis he had a different machshava peiseles, like chutzam koymai or shloi lishma by minchas chayter minchas kanois, so the din is that that's not hukva bepigel because it's not considered korvu kol matirov. We see that the klal of korvu kol matirov is not specifically a klal in the avodah that he was mechashev in. It's the clown of the avodas of the carbon. Rashi means to say is that as far as the other avodas are concerned, so if the only reason why they're posel is because the carbon already became pigal with the machshav in a previous avodah, then that would not be considered a problem of korvu kol matirov. As long as there's no other psal other than pigal, it is considered korvu kol matirov. Over here, Rashi seems to be saying that there's another clown as far as that avodah itself is concerned. If even within that avodah it wasn't completed behechsher, then that's also not considered korvu kol matirov, and that would be a problem even if there's no other psal other than the machshav as pigal. So if therefore the beginning of the avodah already became posel with machshava spiegel, like in this case according to our mayor, after the first set of azois, the carbon already was nifsal with spiegel, so as far as other avodahs are concerned, there wouldn't be a problem. It would be considered a kim of korvu kol matirov, as long as there's no other psulim other than the machshava spiegel. However, as far as the completion of that avodah itself, that is a problem, according to the kasha of the Gemara. Even that avodah itself could not be completed behechsher because the carbon was very nifsal with machshava spiegel. That the Gemara holds should not be considered a kiyum of korvu kol matirov. Now, Tosfos over in Dibur Maschol Kimadi, he brings the kasha of Rashi, and at first he quotes the Rashi in Zvachim, says a different tarot to this kasha. Rashi in Zvachim says that since we have a limud from a pasuk that there's pigul even by avodas shchita, akarcha b'hochi chay v'rachmano, the Torah was mechadish to us, this is considered korvu kol matirov, since the pigulei kamaratze. Here, however, he was mechashva and part of the zrikos, and according to our mayor, the machshava and those zrikos were ready enough to be mefagel the carbon. Now when he gets to the rest of the zrikos, and here you don't have a gzeras cost of telling us that even in this case there is machshava spiegel. Therefore, they're going to ask the kasha over here, how is it a kiyum of korvu kol matirov? Now, Tosfos then quotes Rashi Bayas, that the Gemara's kasha is only because in the same avodah that he was mefagelin, that avodah was not completed in behechsher. And Tosfos continues and he asks two kashas on Rashi. First, he asks, and the way Rashi learns, the chayrav from the kaimitz and the levina will be difficult. Why is the Gemara going to ask the same question? According to Meir, if he was mechashiv and the akhtar of the kaimitz, and afterwards, when he's makter the levina, we should say, afra ba'almahu, once the karma is ready posel, then the akhtar of the levina is not considered a kiyum of korvu kol matirov. Tosfos in Zvachim and Beis also asks this kasha on Rashi. There he's moisif a little bit more. He says the kaimitz and the levina are all part of one avida, and if so, according to Rashi, the kasha will be difficult. The same avodah which had machshava spiegel was not completed behechsher. Additionally, Tosfos asks from Shnei Bezichin if he's makter one of the Bezichin with machshava spiegel. According to our mayor, the spiegel is already chal with the chatzi matter. Afterwards, when he's makter the second bazoch, it should be like afra b'alma. Tosfos asks and should not be considered a kiyum of korvu kol matirov. Because of these two kashas and Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat. He says the Gemara would only ask may b'alma dekomadi if the two avodahs, meaning the first avodah which he had machshava spiegel, and the next avodah which is necessary to be done to be considered korvu kol matirov, only if those two avodahs were in two different mekaymes, if they're in the same makam, then it will be poshut that even though after that first avodah the karma was very nispagel, when he does the second avodah afterwards, it's considered a kiyum of korvu kol matirov. That's why the Gemara's kasha over here is that when he does the matanos and b'lifnai l'fnim and he's mefagel on them, the karma is very nispagel at that point. So afterwards, kimati b'heichol may b'amu t'ka'adi, when he goes to a different makam and he has to do avodahs over there to be considered korvu kol matirov, those avodas should not be considered to have been done behechsher, because the carbon was already posel, it should not be considered korvu kol matirov. This is a difficult svar to understand, why should the makam be kaveya? Rakapam, this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in the sugya. Now the Sefer Minchas Rami brings B'Shem de Briskarov, B'Shan de Gemara's kasha over here, Mai Ba'amu de Komadi. It's a specific svar over here, by Par Yom Kippurim. And the Briskarov explains, as we see B'Hemshir Chasugya, the Gemara's Mevor, that for the par and the sire of Yom Kippurim, you don't have to bring one par and one sire for all of the matanis. You could bring a number of parim and a number of seirim. And the pshat, as the Briskov explains, because you could use a number of karbonis to make the one chayves hayayim. Is a chayves hayayim to have all 43 or all 47 matanis in order to accomplish the kapara of the yayim. But it doesn't have to be done on day one karbon. You could bring a number of karbonis together and be mitzayir for them to make the chiv of chayves hayayim. If so, the Briskov says, we could explain the Gemara's kasha over here is a kasha specifically by parves seir shal Yom Kippurim. With all other karbonis, if you mefagel the carbon in one avodah, so all the other avodahs, as long as there's no additional psul other than the psul pigul, you say the pigulei kamaratze, this is considered a ritzui, it's a kiyum of korvu kol matirov because there's no other psul. The fact that it has a psul of pigul, that's not a problem. The pigulei kamaratze means the Torah considers as if the other avodahs are done behechsher, as far as what's negir to be kaveh this carbon be pigul. This would also be the test why if you mefagel the carbon in avodahs kmitza, afterwards when you do the avodah in the levino, you don't say it's afro ba'almo, because the Torah said the pigulei kamaratze. And the same as far as Shnei B'Zichin as well, we'll say Piguli Kamratza and consider that the second one was done behechsher. Specifically over here, where the din is, you could bring separate parim. You could bring one par for the avodas of Nayul of Nim, and afterwards the second par for the avodas of the Heichol. So on this, Briskarov says, we're not going to say the Piguli Kamratza to say that if he was mefagel on the avodas of Nayul of Nim, the avodas that were done in the Perechas also considered to be kosher avodas, leaning korvu kol matirov, with the claw of the Piguli Kamratza. Because the klal of the pigulei kamaratze, the Briskarov says, is only what's necessary to be machshir that korban. The pshat is that since nichlal in the parsha of pigul al korchach is this chiddush of the pigulei kamaratze, because the Torah says it's a din of korvu kol matirov, you have to complete all of the avodas behechsher in order to be kaveh and pigul, yet at the same time every korban pigul already is nifsal like the machshav is pigul, how could it be a kiyum of korvu kol matirov? Al korchach the Torah is mechadish to us, that the fact is the psul pigul over here that does not bother us, that's the concept of pigulei kamaratze. However, that's only as far as what's necessary to be machshir that specific carbon. Since the rest of the avodas of that carbon are necessary for its hechsher, and without the hechsher of the carbon you'll never have pigul, because it won't be considered kovu komatirov, akarcha there's a klal of the piguli komaratze. But what's not necessary to be machshir that specific carbon, like in this case, the hazois on the pareches and matanis and mezbeach hazov are not necessary to be machshir the first carbon, the carbon that he was mefagel on when he was mazid lefnai ulefnim. Therefore, there we never find the Torah was mechadesh to us this concept of the piguli komaratze. This was the kasha of the Gemara, that after he was mefagel lefnai ulefnim, when he gets to the hazois and the pareches, and now we should not say the piguli komaratze, since theoretically he could really bring a separate carbon for these hazois. Now, even though he has to finish all of the matanis in order to be matter the imurim lak Torah, that's the Gemara's kasha over here. It's not a kiyum of korban komativ until he does all 43 hazois or all 47 hazois, which means the heter for the aktaris imurim, even for the first carbon, is not accomplished until you finish all of the matanis. That was the Gemara's kasha. But still, since as far as the kapara is concerned, the first para is considered a kosher carbon even only after the first set of hazois. Therefore, the Rishkimov says we don't have a makar to tell us this chiddush that will say lepikulei komaratze on the rest of the hazois, which are not necessary for the hechsher of the carbon. The only necessary for the completion of the Avodah Sayyim and Hedra Akhtar Simurim, which will be Chal then after the completion of the Avodah Sayyim. This is the Mahalach of the Briskarov and the Gemara's Kasha. The Sefer Minchas Avram, it seems that he understood the Briskarov was answering the Kasha of Tosfos for Rashi. However, L'chair, it would be hard to understand how this would fit in Rashi. Rashi says the Svarah to be Mechalik between two different Avodahs, and in the same Avodah that he's Mephagel on, within the same Avodah, Rashi says, we don't see Lepiguli Kamaratza. The Chari, according to this Briskarov, is not dependent on one Avodah or two Avodahs, rather it's dependent on whatever he's doing after the carbon was nispagel. Is that something which is necessary for the kapar of the carbon? If it is necessary, then there is a chiddush of the piguli komaratze. If it's not necessary for the hechsher of that carbon, then we don't find the Torah was mechadesh to us, and on that also we'll say the piguli komaratze. Now I'll mention another point. As we said, Rashi in Tzvachim Membeis and Membeis also asks this kasha. Why is this kasha of the Gemara Mai Bamu to Komadi specifically over here? L'cherba, every time he was mefagel on the shechita, we should ask the same kasha. The rest of the avodas are being done after the carbon was nifsal already. One could take a look at the lashon of Rashi over there, but I'll go at the end of that Rashi. He says that the Gemara's kasha is over here, according to the Man Omer mefagel mechatzi mater. Therefore, Rashi says ain kan zrika. There's no zrika in this carbon. Kivad loy gomra b'machshava spiegel. V'asa seifel zas kshira. He didn't do all of the zrikos, all of the matanis of the carbon with machshava spiegel. After he's mefagel on the first set, the rest of them he did behechsher. So therefore, Rashi says zil hocha chatzi avodahi. You don't have a complete avodah for the din of korvu komatirov, because only half of it you did with machshava spiegel, the other half you did behechsher. In other words, what Rashi means to say is, if you would have done the entire avodah with machshava spiegel, then you would have the chiddush of the pigul komaratze. You would look at it as if the entire avodah was done behechsher as far as the pigul is concerned. And if it would have been done behechsher without any machshava spiegel at all in the entire avodah, also it would be fine. It would be considered korvu komatirov. But since within the same avodah, half of it he did with machshava spiegel, the other half he did behechsher, that's it, is a problem of here of Kovu Komatirov. This Rashi will need Hezber, but I'll go on for now, I'll take out one point. Rashi is mevur that if he would have had Machsheva Spiegel in all of the Hazois, then the Gemara would not have asked such a question. Whereas Kasha only is because he had Machsheva Spiegel only in the Hazois of Nayel Lufnim, and not the Hazois of the Pareches. That's why the Gemara asks this Kasha of Mayab Amu Hudukomadi. Now, based on this Rashi, we could suggest another teres to a Kasha which Tosfos asks over there in Zvachim. Tosfos over there asks, why are we only concerned about the rest of the hazois that are done in the pareches? If you had machshava spiegel in the first hazal lufnai ulufnim, the rest of the hazois lufnai ulufnim should also not be considered a kiyum of korvu komatirov, mai ba'amud komadi. We mentioned already before that Tosfos Bayos and Amar Aleph already, in Dibur Maschal Bein Birishayna, he addresses this point. This is one of Tosfos's rayas, that even according to Rameir, you cannot be mefagel on one single matan or lufnai ulufnim, it has to be on the whole set. This is one of Tosfos's rayas, because why is we're only asking mai ba'amud komadi when you get to the matanis and the pareches? Mashmoy says that the matanis lefnai ulufnim, we would not have such a kasha. Akarchel pshadis Tosfos says, because you have to have been mefagel on all of the matanis lefnai ulufnim. Therefore, only when you get to the matanis and the pareches, by that point already the carbon was nispagel, that one asks the kasha, my ba'am udu komadi. Rakapam Tosfos over there originally asks this as a kasha. Eventually, in the end of Tosfos, he does say the same teres as Tosfos Bayos. But originally, your Tosfos over there held, even with one matan lefnai ulufnim, not the whole set, already the carbon is nispagel, and therefore he asks the kasha, why does Gemara only ask Yehoder Madi Behechal Mai Ba'amud Ka'adi? Even Matanis Lefnim also, after the first one that he's Mefagel on, the rest of them also should be Mai Ba'amud Ka'adi. That's Tosfos' Kasha over there. And the Chari, we could suggest that according to Rashi, we have another teretz to this Kasha. According to Rashi, who says that any Matanis that you're Mefagel in, on that way you don't have a problem of Mai Ba'amud Ka'adi. Now we know that we say the pikulei kamaratze. The whole kasha is if in the beginning he was mefagel and afterwards he didn't avodes without a machshava, that's what is the problem of magba amud to call adi. If so, according to Rashi, the kasha of tesis would not be difficult. When Meir says pigol bein b'rishena bein b'shniya bein b'shlishis, the case of pigol bein b'rishena where he's mefagel lefnei ulefnim, even if you'll say b'dasher Meir that one matana alone would already be enough to be mefagel, but since the case is talking about he's mefagel b'rishena and all of the matanis lefnei ulefnim, although they're not necessary to be mefagel the carbon, but since that's the case, on that the Gemara would not ask my ba'am with the komadi. It's not in a case where he continued doing the rest of the matanis without a machshava spiegel. That's where the Gemara has a problem, as Rashi explains over there, that chatzi of the avodah was done with machshava spiegel, and the other half was done by hechsher. That's where there's a problem. If we would have continued with machshava spiegel, that we know that we would say the pigul komaratze, and would be considered a kim of korvu komatirov. Now I'll just finish off briefly with a final aura. On the Gemara at the bottom of the Omer, the case of Hikter, Sumsum, Amunas, Lechol, Sumsum. Gemara brings a three of Machlikis, if the carbon is Pigal, or if the carbon is Possel, or the carbon is Kosher. The Maskar said, Gemara, the Gemara explains the Machlikis is, Manamr holds that it's Pigal, holds Derech Achil Bekach, or Derech Aktor Bekach. Manamr holds Possel, holds Derech Achil Bekach, but in Derech Aktor Bekach. Therefore, it's Kamincho Shuloh Huktera. The Manamr holds it's Kosher, he holds Derech Aktor Bekach, so it's a Kosher Aktor, the Mincho was Huktar. The Rambam paskens in the Perek Tes Zayin Hilchos Psula Mekdoshim Halacha Tes, like the Mandomer that it's possible. He says Af Bi Shederech Achil Bekach Maat Maat Ein Derech Aktor Bekach Ela Reizu Kamincha Shlei Hukter Kumtza. Now the Kesef Mishnah over there tries to explain why is it that the Rambam paskens like this Mandomer. He says the Rambam did not paskens like the Mandomer that it's kosher because it's a suffix gift to go to Chumra. He also did not paskens like the Mandomer that it's pigol v'chayiv koreis. He says, Mishum Safik Unshim Lahokel. Therefore, he passing like the Mandamur that is possible. Additionally, he says, Mandamur holds that it's kosher is Chad Keneged Trey. Two Shidas hold that it's possible. Only one Shida holds that it's kosher. And Mandamur says, Chayiv Kareis is also Chad Keneged Trey. Two of the Shidas hold that there is no Chayiv Kareis. That's why the Rama Paskin that it's possible, but there's no Kareis. As the Gemara later on, Dav Chavov Amabiz, where there's Machlikis, whether Yesh Aktor Pachas Mikizayis or Ein Aktor Pachas Mikizayis. The Shidur of Yeshua ben Levi is Ein Aktor Pachas Mikizayis, and Rebbechen holds Yish Aktor Pachas Mikizayis. Now the Berachas HaZevach over here says that the Rambam will paskin like the Shita in Ersiga, that Hikter Sumsum Lechol Sumsum is Possel, that's because Ram holds like the man number the Ein Aktor Pachas Mikizayis. That's why he paskin this way. However, the Karen over here asks, he says it doesn't seem that the two Sigas are the same Nidin. In Ersiga, the Mor says Lashon of Ein Derech Aktor Bekach, which is mashma that it's not normal to be makter such a small amount at a time. It doesn't seem like this is the same shaila as that which the Gemara talks about later on in Daf Chavov, whether Yesh Aktar Pachas Mikizayis or Ein Aktar Pachas Mikizayis. And the Kerner says, Akrach, you have to be mechag between the two sugis. He says, the sugi over there, whether Yesh Aktar Pachas Mikizayis or Ein Aktar Pachas Mikizayis, the lashon of the sugi over there is, Hikter Kumtso Pamayim, he separated the claimants into two and he's makter one at a time. The other case is, the Kerner says, that he's mala to the Mizbech also, one at a time. That's what the Gemara says, Ein Aktar Pachas Mikizayis, if he wants to divide the kaimitz and be mala one part at a time, it has to be that each part that he's mala to the Mizbech has to be at least a kizayis. Akris, however, the Kerner says, he's talking about that he was mala to the Mizbech, the whole thing at once. Then afterwards, just the Haktara, he threw it into the Eish, a small piece at a time. This is the Machlikas in Ersig, whether Derech Haktara Bekach or Ein Derech Haktara Bekach. Meaning, in a case where the whole thing was brought to the top of the Mizbeach all together at once, there really is no question of Aktar Pachas Mikizayis, since the halo was done all together. Now, if you'd separate it into pieces, as long as it would be a normal sized piece, not a tiny piece of the size of a sumsum, if it would be a small piece but it's less than a kizayis, it would not be your problem, the kuli alma, since it was all brought up together. Here's a different question that you're makter the size of a sumsum, that really is a machlekes if that's not considered something normal to do. That's the question of Derech Aktar Bekach or Inderech Aktar Bekach. This is how the Kerner explains the two sugas are not connected, and therefore the Rambam Mupaskin, the Ner Siga Ein Derech Aktar Bekach, has nothing to do with the Machlikas later on Daf Chavov, that's already a different issue.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.